welcome to the Informed Traveler Podcast, part of the Informed Traveler Radio Show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. It's a travel podcast where our goal is to help you become a more informed traveler. And I'm your host, Randy Sharman. On our podcast this week, travel writer and luxury hotel reviewer Deborah Smith will join us in a few minutes to talk about the Paradisus Los Cabos, a place known for its refined service, exquisite architecture, and magnificent facilities, so we'll get Deborah's take on it. And if traveling to Africa has ever been on your mind, you'll want to hear our chat with the president of Lion World Travel, who specializes in African tours, so we'll get some ideas on how to plan that African adventure. But first, we're going to start things out by talking about day tours in and around London, England. And one company that does just that is Evan Evans Tours. So joining us now to tell us more about the tours they offer is the managing director of Evan Evans Tours. He is Tom Macklin. Their website is evanevanstours.com. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Randy.
Tell me a little bit about Evan Evans Tours and what you do.
Sure. So here at Evan Evans, we've been operating tours out of London and around the UK since 1933. So we are the longest established sightseeing company based in London. And we operate a whole myriad of different types of tours. Predominantly, we run coach tours. Mm-hmm. And we do coach tours of London. And then we travel around and we visit lots of places across Britain. We also operate rail tours. So we do self-guided trips right all the way to Edinburgh, right across the UK. And we also operate private tours. So we do private chauffeured trips. We offer walking tours. And we also retail attraction tickets. So places like the London Eye, Madame Tussauds, and all of the iconic and famous attractions in and around the capital.
Wow, you do it all, it seems. And after all that time, is there an area of London you haven't toured?
I think we've been pretty much everywhere, because we've even operated some small group trips, which we do, that go off the beaten track a little bit. So, you know, we get into all the nooks and crannies of London.
Well, you do have some recommended tours listed on your website. Again, it's evanevanstours.com. What would be a good tour, or maybe a couple of tours to do to get a good feel of London?
Well, one of our best sellers from this year has been our Buckingham Palace and Windsor tour. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we actually include Windsor in particular, Windsor Castle, on a number of different itineraries. But this tour with Buckingham Palace and Windsor is pretty unique, because you get to go to two iconic royal palaces that are, you know, in use today. And actually, Buckingham Palace is only open for a few months of the year. So we operate this tour from July through to October. Mm-hmm. And basically, you spend the morning, you visit Buckingham Palace, you meet with our expert guide. And you get to go and you explore the staterooms of the palace. You get to visit the throne room, the ballroom, which is my favorite, because that's the venue inside where you'll see at state visits where, you know, the king will be now hosting visitors from around the world, heads of state. Mm-hmm. And you really get an inside look into, you know, what is royal life like, you know, in the palace. And it's a working palace. You know, there's lots of people that are based there, that work there. And, you know, it's a real insight and treat to see. And, you know, we've basically put together an itinerary where the morning you get to experience Buckingham Palace, you have some time for lunch, and then we take you in one of our luxury coaches to Windsor, where you then get to experience Windsor Castle, which, you know, is an extremely iconic and famous palace. You know, there's been lots of really high profile royal events that have happened there over the, you know, past few years. And of course, now it's where Queen Elizabeth II has been laid to rest. So, you know, her tomb is in St. George's Chapel, and she is one of 11 monarchs that actually have a tomb there. So it's a really special experience, you know, to sort of combine these two iconic attractions into one tour.
With the passing of the Queen, have you seen an uptick in interest in that particular tour, especially Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, well, actually, Buckingham Palace closed following the Queen's passing. It closed earlier than planned because of that. But it is that, you know, the Royal Collection are planning to reopen, hopefully for next year again. So this tour will start operating as it did this year throughout the summer months. But we have seen, you know, an increase in interest to go to Windsor. Mm-hmm. We still run a number of other Windsor tours. We do a Windsor afternoon tour. We also run a Windsor, Stonehenge and Bath tour. And, you know, there is an increase in demand to go to see, to experience St. George's Chapel and to pay, you know, respects to the late Queen. And, you know, now's a really good time to be travelling. Next year will be as well, because, you know, we've also got, of course, the coronation of King Charles happening next spring.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a really, you know, exciting and historic time to be visiting.
Well, I would think so. And I would think if you're planning on that, you probably want to start doing that now, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, in terms of planning and forward bookings, of course, the earlier you can book to see some of these places, the better to confirm your spot. But also, you know, with the current demand we're seeing, you know, it's these places are going to be really busy. So, mm-hmm. you know, our going to be filling up quite quickly.
So how many people in a typical tour? What's included? I know you have some other bus tours, some are walking tours, but typically how many in a group?
Usually there's around 45 guests on one of our full-size coach tours. And as I mentioned before, we have expert guides who accompany our guests with decades of experience and, you know, a huge amount of knowledge about the places they're visiting. But we also want to ensure our guests travel in comfort. So on each one of our coaches, we offer complimentary Wi-Fi so people can stay connected and don't have to use their data if they want to, you know, Instagram or Facebook as they're participating in the tour.
Uh-huh.
But also we have USB charging on our coaches so people can recharge. The great thing about our trips is that we include the entrances. So really, you know, if you purchase a tour through Evan Evans, you have all of your entrances covered, you have your transportation covered, you have somebody that's there guiding you, looking after you, making sure you're going to have the best possible time. And then the other thing we offer that nobody else, you know, in the day trips space in London offers are personal headsets. So guests can hear the guide commentary, you know, even if they're in a busy space, you know, in one of the venues or, you know, on as they're walking between places. So they don't miss a word because they can hear everything the guide's saying crystal clear.
You have so many trips. We could probably go on for hours on the different attractions. People just have to go on your website, evanevanstours.com. Tom Macklin is the director of Evan Evans Tours. It was fun chatting with you, Tom. Like I said, we'll have to have you back on to talk about some different tours.
Yeah, it's been great chatting, Randy. And yeah, I'd love to come back again.
Well, if you're like many of us, you'll be looking to escape the cold this winter, and one idea might be staying at the Paradisus Los Cabos. Travel writer and luxury hotel reviewer Deborah Smith has written all about it on her website, wheretolady.com, and Deborah joins us now to give us some insight on the Paradisus Los Cabos. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm excited to learn about the Paradisus Los Cabos. I've been to Los Cabos. I don't think I've toured or stayed at the Paradisus, so tell me. Let's do the basics first. Where is it in Los Cabos? Once you land, is it easy to get to?
Oh, yes, it's super easy to get to. Well, I think most people are familiar with sort of the Baja Peninsula, that little sort of mitten that hangs out there on the side of Mexico. And right down at the bottom of that, of course, you'll find Cabo San Lucas. And the Paradisus is only about 20 minutes from the airport, so it's a really, really fast drive to get there. Yeah, and so, it's a great location.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the location and the surroundings. So what was your first impressions and just the general feel of arriving and being at the Paradisus Los Cabos?
Well, here's the thing. It's an all-inclusive, and it's a five-star. So if that's your aim, go no further. Like, you'll be perfectly happy there. They've got a gigantic pool surrounded by palm trees, and they've got beachfront, which is unusual in Cabo. I don't know if you know, but you can't swim at a lot of the beaches there.
Well, I was going to bring that up, but yeah. We'll save that for a minute.
So if you just want to stay there, it's wonderful, and we can talk a bit more about the actual hotel itself. But you're really close to several places which are of interest if you want to get off the all-inclusive scene and get out to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. San Jose del Cabo is about half an hour away. There's all kinds of shopping there. Very famous also for if you want to take some surf lessons, things like that. A great surfing spot, and they'll get you all fixed up out there. And then if you go south, you're in Cabo San Lucas, so you've got high-end shopping there. You've got restaurants of all different kinds. And if you go a little bit further, about an hour and a half up the coast, and you'll get to Todos Santos, which is a beautiful little town. It's like an artist's enclave. Mm-hmm. So they have all sorts of souvenirs and things like that that you can get, which is lovely. A lot of leather work, terrific silver work, beautiful things of that nature. The town itself is quite lovely. They've done it up in all sorts of lovely, dusty desert colors, you know, the ochres and the yellows, and you can stroll around, and it's beautiful. And one place there I really enjoyed as an excursion was a trip to the Hotel California, which is actually owned by Canadians. So, yeah, and it has a long and storied history.
Well, it sounds like you can do kind of both. You can enjoy the Paradisus Los Cabos because it's 5-star and it's got a beautiful pool and everything, and explore the area as well. But getting back to the whole area of Los Cabos, yeah, it's not known for its beaches, though, is it?
No, it is not. Like I say, it's just I think it's because of its geography. Mm. There's a lot of ocean activity there. You know, you have to be careful at all times about rip tides and things of that nature, high surf. So, yeah, having a hotel with a beach that's actually swimmable is pretty special there. That being said, I mean, it's great to get out on the water. There's lots to do. Once you get, you can take excursions from Cabo proper, grab a glass-bottom boat, and you really can't say that you've been to that area, to the Cabo area, until you do that, mm-hmm. because you want to get out and see. There's a famous arch out there that they'll take you to see. If you go on a glass-bottom boat, that's perfect because they'll feed the fish and they'll come up and you can see them popping around into there. There's a lot of birds to see. There's sea lions in that area.
Let's talk about the Paradisus of Los Cabos itself. Now, how big of a resort is it?
It's very big, and that's one of the fun things about it is you can actually spend some time exploring it. So what happens is you come in to this lobby, which is shaped like a pyramid. And we're talking really high. Like, you walk in, and the volume of space is incredible, and it's all done in marble, so you just... Wow, it's like a skating rink. It's unbelievable, huge. And part of the triangle, of course, is open, so you can see the ocean immediately when you come in. Almost every area on the resort is open air as much as possible because the weather down there, generally speaking, is really good. Mm-hmm. They do have a hurricane season, so you do have to keep an eye on the weather. But as far as the temperature, perfect, which is another reason why. If you're just going down to enjoy the all-inclusive 5-star experience, perfect. So you have your big triangular lobby. On one side, you have an adults-only wing. On the other side, it's all about kids having fun and playing.
Oh, good.
So this is great. So it's family-friendly, but they have one of the best programs for child care that I've seen. Mm-hmm. The kids have their own little area, and it's not just an area. They have a dedicated pool with all kinds of really fun water activities. Plus, they have, like, all-day childcare, and it's just top-notch. And they can also stay inside, too. So if you've got little ones that you don't want them outside in case they get sunburned or something, they can be inside. They have their own little buffet set up for them. Fresh fruit, sandwiches, various beverages. I mean, no, it's it's way beyond the pizza and hot dog world. It's very, very, very good. They have a teen program, which is, again, very comprehensive. and so people won't get bored. And, you know, so, you know, we all love our children, and sometimes you want to have a little couple time. You can do both here.
So I was going to ask who the resort is best suited for. It's suited for anybody, really. If you're couples, you can stay on the one side, and if you have a family, they'll look after your family
yes,
as well,
exactly.
Right?
And yeah. it's extremely popular as a honeymoon destination. Swim up suites are, you know, the norm. Very, very private, I'd have to say. So you definitely have that feeling of luxury and being well taken care of. The concierge service is included with that. So if you any little thing you need 24 hours a day, it's at your disposal, which is great.
Well, it all sounds fabulous. It's the Paradisus Los Cabos. You can read about it on Deborah's website, wheretolady.com. And Deborah Smith is a travel writer and luxury hotel reviewer. Sounds like you enjoyed your stay when you were there.
Oh, absolutely. I'd recommend it. Get away from the snow.
Thanks, Deborah. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if traveling to Africa has been on your mind, but you're kind of stuck on where or how to begin to plan a trip to Africa, there's a company that can help you out called Lion World Travel. So here now to get some tips and ideas on traveling to Africa and planning a trip there is Lucille Sive. She is the president of Lion World Travel. The website is lionworldtravel.com. Hi, Lucille.
Hi, Randy. Nice to speak to you.
Tell me a little bit about Lion World Travel, what you do and the kind of tours you offer and what you got started.
So I've actually been in Canada for 40 years and started with Lion World Travel about 35 years ago. But the company's actually been in business for 57 years. We sell only Africa. That's all we do. We feel, you know, that Africa is such a difficult destination to navigate through everything that it helps if you're actually an expert in a particular country. So in this case, in a continent. We specialize mainly in Southern and East Africa, and we do Egypt as well. But at the moment, sort of the most popular destinations, I would say, are South Africa, Botswana, Kenya, Tanzania, and then Egypt has become very popular as well.
Well, I think you're right that when it comes to planning a trip to Africa, it's best to have some help. And it seems to me when people think about trips of a lifetime, African safaris always come up. Do you think that?
It's always on somebody's bucket list.
Yeah.
And what we found, the way we do trips, we found that we wanted to make Africa affordable for everybody because it is on everybody's bucket list. It really depends what you want to do. So the trip I know that you were kind of interested in was our classic South Africa itinerary that we have at the moment.
Is that one of the more popular ones?
It is a popular one. It's a 4-star itinerary, which is amazing because it has 4 nights in Cape Town, 3 nights in a game park, plus a wine tour, a Cape Peninsula tour, a couple of dinners. We also have a couple of other tours, Kenya and Tanzania, our luxury Kenya and classic Tanzania.
So what's included now in a typical safari that you offer?
So I always say there's no such thing as a typical safari because it's actually all about the experience, right? So really depending on what you want to do. South Africa has cities as well. East Africa, as one of my team cities, more game rich. So most people do South Africa as a first time safari just because you do 3 to 4 nights on safari, you see if you really like it. If you don't like animals, then you certainly don't want to do East Africa where you're going to have 8 to 9 days of just safari every day. So it really depends what you want to do. And it's all about the experiences. You know, I've done, oh goodness, probably 100 different safaris. And each time it's different because it's about the animals that you see, the people who you're with. And, you know, there's nothing like being on a safari in an open vehicle. And you are so close to the animals that you could put your arm out. I mean, you don't, unless you want to lose your limb. But it's about that being close, up and personal with the animals.
Well, and I think that's what everybody wants, right? And you mentioned
discover East Africa. Is that where you're going to find getting up close and almost personal with the animals?
Probably for all of those itineraries. Most of the itineraries in South Africa, you're in open vehicles. Kenya and Tanzania, depends which itinerary you're on. Sometimes they are Land Rovers where they are enclosed but pop-up roofs so that you can stand up and look at the animals. Sometimes some of those cheetahs will come right up to the vehicles in Kenya and Tanzania.
That would be an amazing experience, something that I think most North Americans, like, you know, we have wildlife too, but we certainly don't have the wildlife that's in Africa. And I guess that's the charm, right?
That's the charm. And, you know, I want to assure people it's not dangerous. So, you know, we make sure that we only deal with companies where they worry about the safety and security of all our guests as well, because obviously that's of the utmost importance.
Tell me about the accommodations on a safari, like when you're out in the wildlife.
So again, really depends on the price point in which you're looking at. So it can be anything. We do only 4 and 5 star. Like a 5 star, I tell everyone if they want to be in a tented accommodation, how can I explain this? I say close your eyes and imagine you're in a Four Seasons in a suite. Take away all the walls and put canvas around it, and that's probably what your tent looks like.
and of course, the staff, the people that are looking after you on the tour, they really look after you, don't they?
They really look after you. I was discussing that with somebody today, actually. It's all about the little things. You know, people expect the bigger things to happen, your accommodation to be nice, your food to be nice, but it's about the little extras that they can do. And in Africa, maybe I'm a little biased because I'm from Cape Town, but I think African people are some of the nicest people in the world. They want to make their guests happy. So it's all about what else can I do to make your trip even more special.
Are meals included? Like that's what I was getting at. What's included on a typical meal? A typical tour? Is it your meals what about your gear and things like that?
So game parks, it is all included. You have breakfast, lunch, dinner. You have tea in between. You have cocktails. You go out into the bush and do what we call sundowners, which a sundowner in Africa means being out in the bush, watching the sunset, and having probably a gin and tonic at the same time. It's really about the tonic, right, which is the quinine, which helps for anti-malaria. And the gin just gives a little bit of flavoring to it as well.
Well, speaking of that, like malaria, that kind of thing, do I have to be worried about that kind of thing?
So there are definitely malaria areas. The classic southern South Africa itinerary that we have actually is in a malaria-free area. Our tented safari in Stal is also in a malaria-free area, so you wouldn't need anything. Most of the other places are malaria areas, and you would have to actually ask your doctor what you need.
Mm-hmm. Now, when's a good time to go? Do you plan your tours around sort of the cycle of the animals, where they are or where they're going to be? How does that work?
Yeah, so South Africa, probably the best time is all year round. This value is normally May to September when your land arrangements are a little less expensive. But, of course, air has become a lot higher. I mean, you know what airfares have been like lately.
Mm-hmm.
So during the summer months when it's actually holidays here, the airfares are higher. The summertime, October to March in Cape Town, is wetter in the winter months because obviously their winter is opposite to our winter.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kruger Park area is drier in the winter. So a really good time to go and see the animals because they gather around where the water is, so it's easier to find them. If you wanted to see whales in Cape Town, whale watching, the best time is July to November, and there's actually a whale festival in October as well. So, again, we tend to consult with the client and see exactly what they want so that we can custom make your trip to fit in with what you want.
Mm-hmm. So how big are the groups, the tour groups? How many people are we talking?
We specialize in small groups. So all our groups are 6 to 8 people. So that's the maximum. You basically get, hard to explain this, but what you get is a custom-made tour within a group experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the benefit of that group price of having 6 to 8 people for the transfers, etc. But within that, you custom-make what you want to do for your day tours. You could do cooking classes, what dinners you want. Really, within that framework, it's exactly what you want to do.
And I imagine they fill up fast. So if you're planning a trip to South Africa or parts of Africa, you want to plan well ahead, right? So you get to do what you want to do, so it's still available.
Exactly. And at the moment, you know, interestingly enough, 2023 is really booking up because, as you know, there's this big pent-up demand for people who haven't traveled for 2 to 3 years who all want to travel now. And we spoke about revenge travel where I'm going to get back at COVID, right, and make this the best trip ever.
What is your favorite highlight? You said you've been on a number of tours and seen, over and over again. Do you ever get tired of it? I don't know the answer to that, but what is your favorite thing that you've seen or done?
So one of my favorite experiences actually was with my mom, who is no longer with us. And we went into the Sabi Sands Game Park, and we were in a vehicle and there was a lioness right in front of us. And she was really growling at us. Next thing, our ranger said to us, she's got cubs in there, but you'll never get to see them because she won't let you. They just obviously are just a couple of weeks old. Anyway, as he said that, she went into the bush, brought out this 2-week-old cub in her mouth and walked past us with 4 of them. We were in tears. Even this ranger was in tears at that stage because it was something we would never have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was about experiencing that with my mom as well.
No kidding, right? That'd be amazing. Well, we could probably talk for hours about Africa tours, but time is always our enemy. Lucille Sive is the president of Lion World Travel, their website with lots of information there, lionworldtravel.com. It was a real pleasure chatting with you, Lucille. Thank you.
And with you, Randy. Thank you so much.
And that is this week's Informed Traveler podcast. Remember, this is the podcast version of the Informed Traveler radio show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. You can find more information on the show at our website, theinformedtraveler.org. So thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, let us know, leave a review, tell a friend, or you can drop me a line. My email is randy@theinformedtraveler.org. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/informedtraveler or follow me on Twitter at informedtraveler.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.